できるよね。
This is the Phil Henry Show. The hell? sorry. This is the Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show. That's the one. ...1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, and we have with us Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, because we're only a few days away from the 73rd Academy Awards. Doug is a film critic for the Orange County Courier and is going to be talking with us about things, I guess, Doug. And we had an accident out there today. I know that there was an injury, some scaffolding collapsed at the Shrine Auditorium, and where they were preparing the... preparing the building for the awards. Do we know anything more about that?
We know, Phil, that this was a serious injury suffered by at least one individual, and we're just going to stay on top of that as quickly as we can. Mike Schaefer, your producer, probably should probably draw up some of that information for you and give it to you.
All right, so tell us about the 73rd Academy Awards. There's great stories to be told, some big pictures.
Well, and there's also a smaller drama, Phil, playing itself out as well. And it has a little bit to do with me. As you know, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I have been out since last fall.
And I think that's courageous of you.
Thank you. But as a gay journalist, I'd like to shake things up in the film community as a gay man and as a gay journalist. And Monday, Phil, I officially requested to be the first gay journalist, the first journalist, period, to sit within the first 10 rows of the stage.
And say that again, because there's I don't know what's going on.
We got a very busy officer tonight.
Say that again. You want to be the first journalist.
I will be the first journalist. I'll be the first gay journalist to sit within the first 10 rows of the stage.
All right, now the journalists generally are outside or backstage, right?
That is correct, Phil. Traditionally, the film journalists who are there to cover the Academy Awards have been in a tent out back or have been backstage. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and because of that, I perceive things, I think, a little bit more clearly than straight journalists. Most straight journalists look at the stars through a sort of filter of awe, a filter of admiration. I don't think they get the straight story. Gay people, and especially gay journalists, Phil, which is what I am, have used through the years something that we call, it sounds probably a little strange to the straight world, but we've called it homovision. And what homovision is the ability to look into the eyes of someone and tell if they're sincere.
And it's homovision.
Well, that's what we call it. But it's the ability to look into the eyes of someone and tell if they're sincere. And I want to be in the first 10 rows of the Academy Awards. I want to look into the eyes of these people when they're thanking this person and thanking that person. Long-winded speeches. I want to look into their eyes and see if they're sincere. I think there's a story there. And I can remember, even on television, I saw Roberto Benigni's display after he won for Life is Beautiful, okay?
And Best Actor.
That's correct.
What, did he look insincere to you?
Oh, that was the most wooden, insincere display I have ever seen in my life.
The guy jumped all over the place, Doug. And
oh, yeah, you can put it on, great. But he was absolutely without any doubt in my mind, faking all of that.
And he jumped up onto the back of people's chairs. He embraced and kissed people. You're saying that was all an act?
That was all an act to promote the movie. That was the most, absolutely the phoniest. And don't forget, Phil, he's an actor. And I think we all forget these people are actors. I want to look into their eyes. I'm waiting for my tickets. And I would like VIP parking as well. And we're going to see what happens.
All right, you sent a request to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Do you remember that Jack Palance, doing the one-arm push-up?
Jack Palance, yeah, he did that after City Slickers.
He did it after winning the Supporting Actor Award for City Slickers. What a phony. Absolute phony.
Jack Palance doing how can you be a phony doing a one-arm push-up? I told you I could only do two, okay?
He's putting it on. He's trying to impress people. Phony baloney. That's the whole thing about Hollywood, and I think your listeners would agree with this. What a bunch of phonies all these actors are. Phony baloney, like that thing that... Do you remember a film called Raging Bull?
Yes, I do remember Raging Bull.
What'd you think of that movie?
I thought Raging Bull was brilliant. I thought it was the, probably I think most people would agree, it's the greatest performance, the greatest single performance of Robert De Niro's career.
Okay. Do you remember when, as Jake LaMotta, they put him in the jail cell and he started crying and beating his head against the wall and all of that?
Yeah, that was very powerful, when they jailed Jake LaMotta.
That's correct. You remember that?
Yeah.
That was so phony. He wasn't even crying. He was pretending. He was going,
he was. What are you talking about, man? I mean, there's no way a guy does a performance like that without actually feeling that.
No, that's what an actor does. And I see this, okay?
So you went to the movies, you saw Raging Bull, you see Robert De Niro crying in the jail cell, and he's a phony baloney.
Phony baloney. Phony baloney. Now, the Academy has one more day, or things are going to have to get a little bit of ugly fill, and they're going to have an image problem. I don't get my tickets. Things are going to happen.
Well, I don't know where we're going with that. Hold on for a minute.
I mean, I'll tell you.
Well, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, Doug Danger, talking about the Academy Awards, and you want to be sitting in the auditorium is basically it, right?
I want to be sitting within 10 rows of the stage, yeah.
Even though you're just a member. Now, I'm not just denigrating what you do, but because you're a member of the working press covering films, these guys usually are backstage. You want to be in the auditorium because you want to be able to see their eyes and see if they're sincere when they start... When they start thanking people, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. What's so funny about that?
Well, it just strikes me as amusing, you saying that you have homo vision, because...
You know something, Phil? I'm not going to be allowed to have myself be a homophobic spectacle here, okay?
I'm not homophobic, Doug. I don't like it when you say that. I'm just saying, you as a gay journalist...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and as a gay man and a gay journalist, I can see if people are sincere. All right? And I will tell you this right now. If I don't get tickets to be in the first 10 rows at the Academy Awards, Hollywood's going to have an image problem.
And Doug, no offense, but you write for the Orange County Courier. It's not the, it's not the big...
I'm not going to be relegated to some press tent outside like a busboy coming into the service entrance, all right? I'm not a busboy. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Doug, no offense, man, but you don't write for the biggest circulation paper in the world, okay? The Orange County Courier, I don't know what the circulation is, okay?
Well, I guarantee the circulation is going to be increased when I start outing people in Hollywood.
Is that what your big...
That's not my big threat. That's what I'm going to do if I don't get tickets to the first 10 rows of the Academy Awards.
You're going to start to out people?
Out people in Hollywood that I know of, yeah.
You know what, man? That's pretty low. I mean,
what would you know about it? You're straight. What do you know about the gay community? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, maybe I don't know anything. It seems to me that that's the kind of thing that should best be left to the individuals outing somebody who may be in a delicate position socially, a delicate position business-wise, could be very damaging to that person.
Absolutely, and that's why I'm saying to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, I want tickets. For myself and a friend, first 10 rows of the Academy Awards, and I want VIP treatment. And the reason is for, Phil, not because I think I'm special, but as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I must be in the front row of that ceremony on Sunday night so I can look into the eyes of these phony baloney actors as they thank their mother, they thank their dog, they thank their car, they thank their house, they thank the sidewalk in front of their house, and all these other ridiculous things. I want to see if they really mean it. For instance, when someone gets up and says, I want to thank my wife who has suffered from bone marrow cancer for the last 6 months, I want to know if they're serious or if they're just joking. You know,
why would a guy get up into the Academy Awards?
Phil, I'm a journalist, and as a gay man and as a gay...
Why would a guy get up at the Academy Awards and say, and by the way, you know...
So you're laughing. Why?
Well, it's nuts, man. By the way, I want to thank my wife who's suffering from bone marrow cancer. Oh, I'm just kidding.
You know something, Phil? I submitted my request on Monday. They got 24 more hours until close of day Friday to honor my request before...
Before what?
The fags are going to start falling in Hollywood.
Okay. Or else you... You're going to turn that high-powered homo vision on them, huh?
So... You're being homophobic?
No, I'm not being homophobic. Give me a break. I don't know. There's no law against it, but I think what he's doing, he could get himself sued. Doug Danger, who is with the Orange County Courier, gay man, gay journalist. He's going to start outing people if he doesn't get tickets in the first 10 rows of the Academy Awards for Sunday night. And I ask him, why do you have to be that close? Because as a gay man and as a gay journalist, his perception's clear. He wants to look into the eyes of the actors to see if they're sincere when they start thanking people. Otherwise, he says he's going to use homo vision. I mean, give me a freaking break. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686, Phil Hendry Show. And on the line with us is Doug Danger. He is a film critic with the Orange County Courier, and we're talking about the Academy Awards. We're really talking about here, Doug, is your stated desire to be in the first 10 rows because you're a gay journalist, and you feel that you have the right to be in the first 10 rows of the Academy Awards I don't know what this is, to say that you can turn your high-powered gay perception on people and
to find out if they're telling the truth, and to find out if these individuals are worthy of these awards, and to find out just exactly who we're dealing with. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, and I came out of the closet almost 6 months ago, I have had to go through hell. I've had to go through all kinds of, it's been a long, hard crawl to this point for me. And I will not allow people to tell me that I can't use homovision to find out.
And this term homovision, I think, is... So in other words, you have this perception, this high-powered perception, you can tell if somebody's lying.
As a gay man, as a gay journalist, we don't put filters on like straight people do. That's right.
Filters like straight people. Okay, Lori on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes.
Okay, I just have to say to Doug, you know, I really don't think that there's anything as homovision. I think... This is a ridiculous statement that you think that because you're a gay man and a gay journalist...
I don't know what you have to say about it at all, Lori, unless you're gay.
I don't need to be gay.
Yeah, you do. You do need to be gay. You're just another straight person telling us how it is, and the most screwed up people I know are straight.
Okay.
Yeah, but this term homovision...
I'm talking about the ability for us to see where the truth is.
Okay, so you're telling me that
as a gay man, as a gay journalist,
there can't tell a good guy from a bad guy.
As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can tell who's telling the truth and who isn't.
Okay, but and as a woman, I can't.
No, ma'am, not as well as we can because we don't have that straight filter that straight people have.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Robert on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil. Enjoy
yes, sir.
The show. I think this guy is a nutcase. His sexuality has absolutely nothing to do...
Once again, the straight world is weighing in on what I'm supposed to think as a gay man and as a gay journalist.
No, the point is your sexuality does not entitle you to sit in the front 10 rows of the Academy Awards.
I believe
as
it does.
As a journalist...
I think the Academy Awards has kept gay journalists out. I think they have mistreated gay people. I think that they have brutalized them, been part of the sterilization process.
What are you talking about, Hollywood?
That's correct. And so in that sense, yes, I do believe that we have that right.
Well, as a journalist, you may have that right.
As a gay journalist.
Not necessarily
as a gay journalist.
Your sexuality
has
nothing to do with it.
I'm a gay man.
You are a gay man.
And a gay journalist.
I am a salesman. That doesn't make me
a
heterosexual salesman.
No, well, you can describe yourself any way you want. That's your prerogative. I'm a gay journalist. And if I have something at my disposal like homovision, why can't I not use that?
I have gay friends. And I think this homovision is...
What is that?
I don't understand it. My gay friends don't talk that way.
Talk like what? That they don't
talk... A homovision.
Okay, so in other words, your gay friends are not talking to a straight guy about homovision. It's something that we have. It's our ability to look through the obvious bullcrap and see the truth about people. That's all. And
well, why do my gay friends don't have that ability?
Have what ability?
The ability that you're talking about. They don't talk about homovision. They can't. They don't claim to see things I can't see.
Sir, I don't know your friends. All I can tell you is that...
I mean, I have gay friends, all right? And I don't hear them talking about...
It's pointless for me to talk to straight people about what your gay friends say. I don't know, okay? They may be protecting you. But I can tell you this much. When I look at Vanessa Redgrave get up and get the Academy Award for Julia and start talking about the Zionist regime of Israel, and I know she's only kidding. And
what do you mean she's kidding?
She's getting up and clowning. Just the same as Richard Gere clowning about Tibet. I feel it's my right to report on it. That's what I need to do, Robert. That's what I need to do, Phil. I have black friends, too. Big deal. Maybe St. Louis gay men don't have the ability. You live in St. Louis, sir?
Yeah.
Do St. Louis gay people have homovision ability? I don't know.
That I don't know either, but the point is, I respect you as a journalist, and I respect you wanting to sit there as a journalist, but the point is, I don't believe your sexuality entitles you.
Homovision is not something we talk about with everybody, but I would suggest respectfully, sir, that you check the St. Louis gay community to see if homovision is in use there. And
all right, thank you for your call. This homovision thing, man, is kind of like...
Yeah, you're straight. You don't get it, and so it bothers you. You're not in the club. It bothers you, and I can understand that. Okay, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have the right to have the homo vision, and I also have the right to see whether these people are lying or not. Otherwise, I'm going to start to out some people.
I think that that's unconscionable. I think it's unethical. I think you might even get yourself sued. And I just, you know, why should other people suffer because you can't use your homo vision in the first 10 rows of the Academy Awards, man? You said you saw Roberto Benigni on TV acting like a phony baloney. You say that was completely insincere, him jumping up on the backs of chairs, right?
That is absolutely correct.
All right. You saw that on TV. Why can't...
But think of how much more powerful I could be in terms of my perception as a gay man, as a gay journalist, if I was able to be there. Marlon Brando sending up Sasheen Littlefeather to pick up his award for The Godfather was a riot. I mean, that was funny. And that's some of the greatest comedy.
All right, so now you're going to tell me he didn't give a crap.
He didn't give a crap about Indians. He still doesn't. Marlon Brando doesn't know the only thing he cares about is Krispy Kreme. They opened one up across the street. That's all he cares about.
Yeah, that's really funny, man.
I'm dead serious.
He doesn't care about Native Americans just getting fat on donuts.
Look at him. Talk to me. Look at him.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Scott on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi. This
yes,
is
sir.
Scott.
Hi, Scott.
I'm an openly gay male in Houston, Texas, 37 years old. I've been out for 20 years. I'm appalled by what
it's
this gentleman is saying.
It's great
appalled.
To come out. It's great to be out. You're appalled.
It's great to be out. I'm glad. Wait till you've been out for 20 years and not just 6 months. I have no idea why he thinks
that
being gay makes him more sensitive to be able to tell whether people are sincere or not. I'm a hairdresser. I don't think being gay makes me a better hairdresser or not.
I don't necessarily say that being a gay journalist.
You've said that all along.
Well,
that's all I've heard you say since I turned on my radio. You're a gay journalist, you have more powers, more sensitivity to be able to tell whether people are truthful
you
or
know
not.
Scott, you know as well as I did. You're presenting a face to the world that gay men are not aware of homovision, and that we are all sort of...
Well, I'm not sure I know what homovision is.
Oh,
like
please.
I said, I've been out 20 years, and
this
I don't know what homovision is.
You know,
but I'm also very appalled with you that the idea that you would out people, and your terminology,
well, that's my
you're
point,
using
yeah.
the word earlier when you said fags are going to start falling.
Yes,
how
sir.
Horrible of you to say that.
Well,
that
sir,
is just
why
awful.
Is it that as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm not allowed into the Academy Awards to tell the true story of those phony
baloney? I don't think that's why they're not allowing you in there to tell you the truth.
I
don't think it has anything to do with you being homosexual.
I'm a gay man. Are you gay?
I'm openly gay
for
20 years.
So why are we putting this face to the world that there is not unity in our community, and you're coming on here and you're calling me some kind of a...
Because you use the word fags in a very derogatory manner.
Well, you
and I
know what I'm talking about.
That.
Well, some of these people that are still in the closet need to be dragged out.
Now, wait a minute. This gentleman said he's been out for 20 years.
I disagree.
And you said, Doug, that you've only been out for 6 months.
So?
That's right.
So what?
So you got a long way to go.
Oh, I've got a long way to go before you start understanding. Oh, I got a long way to go before I earn my gay
stripes. Were you gay? Did you live through the AIDS crisis of the early 80s?
What's that?
I was there, buddy.
What were you doing?
Did you march on Washington back in the 80s? I did.
At that
were
time, I couldn't do it. I was working for a company that didn't allow gay people.
Well, I think that there's a lot more serious issues in the gay community that you could be tackling and helping us with other than outing homosexuals in Hollywood.
Well,
you know?
I think once you understand what I mean by homovision, and I'm surprised you don't know that.
Well, I guess I've just been in the dark or something. Because
that's right.
The terminology I'm not familiar with.
All right, thank you for your your call, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, back with Doug Ganger in a moment. Show, and we are on the line right now with Doug Danger, and Doug is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. He is a film critic, and Doug, I've seen your film reviews. They are on target. Can I ask you a question about who you think is going to win Best Picture?
You know something, Phil? I'd love to sort of get into a lot of that fan stuff, a lot of the cotton candy stuff, but this is a bigger issue right now. I may not be at the Academy Awards unless I get these tickets. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I believe I do have a right to sit within the first 10 rows. If you don't like the term homovision, we can call it my internal gay homo truth detector. But I have, as all gay people have, a much better ability to detecting bullcrap than straight people do. And when I see Sally Field stand there and lie through her teeth when she says, "You like me, you really like me," and that was all, she scripted that weeks before.
And it, wait a minute. You're telling me your homovision can find out that Sally Fields was full of crap when she said, "You like me, you all like me."
That's correct.
That's one of the most unabashedly honest moments, and she's mocked for it, you know?
Well, she should be mocked for it because it was bullcrap. Somebody wrote that line for her 3 weeks before, and it fell flat. It fell like a wet fart. So my homovision is going to be in evidence there on Sunday night, or people start getting outed.
Well, you know what, Sonny? I don't think you know anybody. I think you're just a...
Oh, really? I know a lot. I know one guy who's been in 5 major motion pictures over the last 20 years. He's blonde, tall. I'm not going to say his name, but this guy is as queer as a $3 bill. I will out him and others if I don't get these...
All right. I don't want you outing anybody on this show. Do you understand?
I won't do that.
Okay. I will not allow this show to be used as a platform for that. Here is Cindy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to say that I have to say I'm so surprised that he's even a journalist. I don't think he has any idea what he's saying.
I'm a gay journalist.
Well, I don't care what you are. You are setting back the gay community by over 10 years with what you're saying.
Who am I speaking to?
Cindy.
Who is it? Patricia Ireland?
Whoever it is that you're talking to, I don't think you realize the impact that you're having on gay community.
No, all I'm saying is that on the...
yourself sound like an idiot, and
ma'am,
it makes the gay community sound like they're idiots.
Well, ma'am, you may
disagree.
And that's
not the way they are.
Well, you may be homophobic, and there may be a lot of things, okay? But
I am not homophobic. I grew up with gay people all my life. Surprisingly enough, I am not gay because I don't choose to be gay.
Well,
but you just came out of the closet 6 months ago, yet you're on the air... Stating all these untruthful things. There is not such a thing as a homo radiator or whatever it is that you do.
I said it's
homo.
I'm
sorry.
You are a pathetic person, and you should not speak for the gay community. I really love these little short, and you're short, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm 5'7".
Well, you sound like a little short, straight woman.
Well, I'm
who's
not.
Who's going to start taking...
And that goes to show how you're gay.
You know how I know you're homophobic? You know how I know you're homophobic? You said that I chose to be gay.
I am not homophobic.
Well, then you
I am not homophobic. I have had about... so many roommates that are gay. I grew up in a gay community.
Okay, but nobody chooses it.
I have been everywhere with my gay friends.
But nobody chooses it. That's how I know you're homophobic.
Excuse me?
You said that people choose homosexuality. We don't. We're born into it. All right, so that proves you're homophobic,
no,
number one.
No, I choose not to be gay.
Number two, nobody chooses to be gay.
My friends do not choose to be gay. They
nobody
are gay. There's
to be
a difference.
Gay.
Now, you
nobody
being out of the closet 6 months would
right.
not know that.
I am gay, and I'm a gay journalist, okay? And
how old are you, might I ask?
I'm 38 years old.
And you just came out of the closet 6 months ago?
If you were gay, you
should have come out of the closet when you were
Doug,
10.
Doug, there's people who've been out of the closet for 20 years.
What's the difference?
Well, just some people who've been down the road.
You're not gay because
I'm gay.
You're gay because you choose to be gay. 6 months is choosing to be
why
gay.
Why didn't you choose to be gay?
Oh, when was your first encounter?
I'm asking you. Why didn't you choose to be gay?
Because I'm not attracted to the
female. Oh, you hate fags, is that
men.
It? So you hate fags.
There's a difference.
So you hate gay people.
No,
right,
I don't.
So
I love them.
That's not what she said.
Well, if you loved them, then you'd be gay. Why aren't
you?
I'm a gay man. Do you know that I'm gay?
Yeah, I hear you. You're gay.
Okay, and I'm a gay journalist. You know that.
Yeah, you made it quite clear, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know whether you're hearing it or whether, you know, But my homovision on Sunday night is going to determine who's
lying.
Sir,
there is no such thing as homovision. What you're trying to do is get some free tickets get yourself to the Academy Awards.
No, ma'am.
That's what
get
I think
life,
it is. That's what I think
West
it is.
LA
no, ma'am.
And get screwed if you
my
have
personal
to,
life.
You do not deserve to be at the Academy Awards.
Are you a fag
and
hag?
And you discredit all gay people, so please don't speak on their behalf.
Cindy, are you a fag hag?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, there, I knew it. So, in other words, you get your jollies kind of hanging around
I
with gay men.
I said I was a fag hag when I called in.
You get
and
your
no,
jollies.
I don't get my jollies off of anything,
you get
okay?
your jollies. Well, why don't you hang around with some healthy straight men?
I do have healthy straight men friends. I choose to have gay friends because I
yeah.
embrace them
she
a lot more.
She has gay friends. And
well, Mr. Henry, who's talking to you?
Well,
what
I'm
are
the
you talking about?
I'm the host of the show, don't I get...
I don't want the host of the show butting in while I'm talking to you, Cindy. Number one, I am gay, all right? Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
All right. Number two, if I don't get those tickets, a lot of people are going to get outed.
And you are threatening to out people whose reputations can be seriously damaged, if not ruined. Why would you do that? Because you can't sit in the first 10 rows.
Exactly.
Because, as I tried to explain to Cindy... People need the benefit of my homovision. And the biggest problem... Oh, laughing, huh?
I think you're not. I really do.
Ma'am, the biggest problem...
I think you need to, like, go to the loony bin.
Well, you know what I think? You
want to
know what I think? I think the biggest problem the gay community has today is an overabundance. We are overrun with fag hags.
Well, I
like
think we're, I, well, whatever it is that you think, I really don't care as long as you stay in the closet because you do a total disservice to the gay community.
I'm
and that's what I'm here to tell you.
I'm a gay man
that's
and a gay
it.
Journalist.
I'm not,
the Academy of Motion Picture Arts
and Science. If you
want to
be gay, fine. But
gay.
You know what? Don't represent the gay community.
But the problem is you don't want to be gay.
Because you're not doing them any help at all.
I'm helping the gay community by getting my homovision into that theater. All right? And
how do you
well,
know that there
I
aren't other...
Tell you that. I honestly yeah. think you need to seek some psychiatric help.
Oh, here we go. Okay, what? Ma'am, the American,
really need help.
The American Psychiatric Association ruled out homosexuality as a mental illness in the 1950s.
Well,
so we
you're definitely mentally ill, I'll tell
road.
You that much.
Well, oh, so,
so
you think being gay
be right.
So you think being gay is homie. So you think being gay is a
no,
mental
I think
disease.
You have a problem. That's what
I
I'm
think,
saying.
You know, I really think you ought to put on a big mink coat and put your makeup on and, you know, use lipstick as eyeliner or whatever you do. Go
I'm
out with all of your fag friends.
Come to think of it.
Go dancing in some gay club with all your gay friends and just ignore the
I've
fact.
I've been there, done that, honey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not like you. I haven't been out of the closet 6 months.
No.
I've been a fag hag all my life.
You've been a fag hag your whole life. You're straight.
Yes.
And you don't have homovision and you're jealous. And, boy,
no, I
hate
think you're jealous of the Academy Award people that are going to be
right,
there.
Right, yeah. All of the people in the Academy are going to have good seats, and you got to sit in the tent,
and
you got to sit
not.
Backstage
and you're not.
With all of the press,
know,
okay?
What? They're not going to invite you.
You know what? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm sitting in the
what
room.
What does it matter what you are?
I'm
you're not going to get
okay.
invited, and especially
well,
with
what does
the
it matter
you
fag
have,
hag?
You will get nowhere near the Academy Award.
Jealous
Awards.
That you don't
so
have homovision. You need to sit back, relax your crack, and learn something.
Oh, boy. Boy,
oh. All
right, Cindy. Thanks for your call. Watch it, Doug.
Tell me watch it. She's the one. She started it.
She started. Are you on my show or are you not talking about this stuff? Here is Monica on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Monica.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this is Monica, and I'm sorry that I'm calling, you know, because I never.
I'm sorry
to call
you called too, Monica.
Yeah,
all right,
I
knock it off.
I never have to call a radio show, but I just want to say something, okay? Whoever is on your show, and obviously I'm not very much in tune with whoever he is, but...
Monica, is this going to take some time?
I'm sorry?
Is this speech of yours going to take some time?
No, it just needs to. It
oh, okay.
really needs to understand that there is a difference between being somebody that he wants to be...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
We understand that, and you have made your point, but
where
there is one, what, there is
are
one
you
thing
from the Netherlands
that you need to understand...
Something?
People shouldn't be labeled by what they are and what they do in their bedroom. People
well,
should be valued for what their abilities are. And if you have not been invited to the Academy Award to be a journalist, I don't think it has anything with you being a gay person.
What country are you from?
It has to do with your ability of not being
Roberto
able...
Roberto Benigni was the most insincere award winner I've ever seen. Now, somebody...
I just want you to know that you have no clue. When you were talking about Roberto Benigni,
yeah,
let me tell
crap.
You something. I take great offense because you are very ignorant.
Oh, that
you
guy's
did not
full
grow
of crap.
Up in, you did not grow up... Let me finish.
Roberto Benigni was putting that whole act on, okay? Don't start
finish.
Acting like El Duce on me, okay?
Let me finish.
Okay,
if you're a
Mussolini.
Journalist, you should be willing to listen
right.
to your audience.
Well, you come from Italy where they had a dictator, so you try. You go ahead, tell me where
you,
is it?
Oh, come on.
You need to understand this. You cannot speak of something when you have not experienced it. You did not grow up in Italy, and you have no clue what a genius Roberto Benigni is.
He's a phony baloney.
If you would,
phony
if you would, you wouldn't speak like that. Let me tell you
and
what
he's not
he
even
did
Italian,
that night.
By the way,
he's
Monica. Roberto Benigni is not even Italian. I figured that out with my homo vision.
Roberto Benigni's not Italian.
No, he's not. He comes from Austria.
You have no ability to connect to people.
He's
and
Canadian.
Somebody that should have homo vision, I'm telling you this, you have blind vision.
No.
Because you are unable to connect to your audience and you're unable to connect to your listeners.
What do you think about
so
the
I
fact
really
that Roberto Benigni
that
is actually from Alaska?
You,
huh? you don't want to
you
talk
know what
about
you
that.
Have? You
all right, okay, that lady couldn't, you know, she's so angry she couldn't clean up her language. And
yeah, I really got her pissed, didn't I?
You know something, and I'm angry too. Thank goodness I'm a professional. And what do you mean Roberto Benigni's Alaskan?
That's my information. And unless I get those tickets for the first 10 rows, I'm going to let everybody know that Benigni is from Alaska and is not Italian. So I want the first 10 rows. And I'm telling the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, or whatever that bullcrap is you call yourself, you get me tickets, or I'm going to start outing people, starting with Brad Pitt.
And okay, that's it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, and we're here every day, so you don't have to worry about that unless the microphone breaks. We enjoy, again, and we had to throw a little tape on there last hour. We enjoy being in your homes and in your cars. We bring you a kind of radio theater that, frankly, has never been heard before, and we do it each and every day. So thanks for your patronage. The show just keeps getting bigger and better, and I get wealthier. No, that's not necessarily true. The cover of Entertainment Weekly has a picture of the Oscar, the actual Oscar statue. This is the March 23rd cover. And I want you to look at this statue. I want you to pay particularly close attention to the way the statue is holding the sword. And if you put your hand over the lower half of Oscar's body, and all you see, in other words, are the arms gripping the handle of the sword, then you look at the smile on the Oscar dude's face. Well, now you got yourself a little bit of adult entertainment. Anyway, pick it up, have fun. It's kind of like the lyrics to Louie Louie. You know, it's either it is or it isn't. I don't know. So that's it, guys. And again, we want to thank all of our friends at My Friend's Place. We've raised $118,000 for them, so I guess they ought to be thanking me. If only Mrs. Oscar were in the picture, bent over, then you'd have it. See, in other words, you know what I'm saying. Okay.
You're ADD, is that correct?
I have full ADD.
Now, are you?
Have
you ever been
ADHD?
Have you ever been gagged, bound? Have you ever been restrained?
Never.
Did you ever? You never spend any time with a ball gag in your mouth or anything like that.
Never.
Did you ever see? Did you ever see the film Pulp Fiction?
Yes, I did.
All right, you remember the ball gag that black man had in his mouth?
Yes, I do.
That is the standard ball gag that we use.
Okay.
What
and
are you talking? Wait. Are you talking about the black guy that was raped?
Mr. Henry, I'm not saying.
Sexual device. That
yeah,
ball gag
thank
has
you.
Always been a sexual device.
Thank you very much.
No, you are wrong.
Wait a second. You're putting a ball gag in these kids' mouths?
Can I say something?
Go ahead, sir.
Ma'am, I'm going to tell you this right now. I own a beautiful home of my own. I'm 25 years old. I make $60,000 a year. I may have dropped out of school because I had emotional problems in my family, but I went back. I got an ADHD.
See, this is the thing with ADD. Your HDAD?
My high school equivalency diploma.
You got an ADHD high school equivalency. I don't understand that.
You got your high school equivalency diploma. Go ahead.
I got my high school equivalency diploma, and not only did I obtain it, I graduated. I finished my testing.
What? Huh? See, I'm doing that on purpose, Spencer. I want to see how well you can follow me.
I'm listening to you.
All right, go ahead. Go on.
All right. Yeah. I finished my test on schooling.
Yeah.
I finished it all in six weeks, which was supposed to be six months.
Why are you doing, Spencer, hold on. Spencer, hold on. Why are you doing that?
I want to see if he can retain his attention on what he's saying.
He's doing fine. Go ahead, Spencer. Go ahead.
I've overcome my ADD. I finished a six-month course in six weeks.
On hold. Yes, sir. Very good.
I finished my course in 6 weeks.
Right.
Which was a six-month course. I have not only did I do my written exam that we had to do, which was an essay. I completed that thing. Something else people who have ADD do. They just go on and on about things nobody cares about. My score was the third highest in the state and the first highest in my county.
And how many pubic hairs did you pull out of your underwear this morning?
I have no problem. My teacher that I had
gave me the most attention.
I worked out perfect. And you know what? I have no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've never been gagged. I've never been bound. Because I guarantee you this.
You don't
say something about putting underwear in a kid's mouth. Someone ever, male, female, I don't care. They put someone's underwear in my kid's mouth, that's sexual assault.
Now,
and I will have charges filed.
Now, Spence, you have to understand something, all right? Because I know you're having a hard time concentrating, but you have to hear me. That you have to use whatever is at hand. The child would not be quiet. I had nothing but my own underwear. I had to take my underwear off, and I can tell you that was absolutely embarrassing for me. And
good.
You took your underwear off.
You should be charged with sexual assault.
That has absolutely nothing to do with sex. I am offended that you would say that.
Good.
It was trying to restrain a child that was ADD.
And you had nothing else to use but your own underwear.
That was the first thing that came into my mind. Take your underwear off, Clara. Stick it in the kid's mouth. Get him to shut up.
That is disgusting. And that is the way you can distribute sexually transmitted diseases. Now, I'm not saying you are active in sexual stuff that you get to sexually
transmit. I have to tell you this. Listening to you talk the last 10 minutes, I had the desire to pull my underwear off and jam it in your mouth because you were just going on and on. I removed my pad before I stuck it in his mouth.
Oh, God!
What? Miss Bingham, if I could do it, I would have you brought up on charges right now. You cannot do that. The menstrual cycle of a woman contains blood, which you cannot and will not ever, especially in the state of California, transmit on purpose to another person's body without a medical degree and a dang doctor to do it.
All right, Spencer, let me ask you, are you married?
Yes, I am.
All right, how does your wife get you to shut up?
How does she get me to shut up?
Yes.
I don't get going like this because my wife would never stick her underwear in my damn mouth.
Well, maybe she would. Well, I'll tell you right now. When you are in a classroom situation, all right, you have to think fast. You have to. Did you ever see the TV show MacGyver? You got to be MacGyver.
You know what?
And I didn't know the menstrual cycle contained blood. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, come on.
If you don't know that menstrual cycles contains blood, you don't belong being a teacher. Because the menstrual cycle is 100% blood.
Well, I knew it had something, you know, it was...
That is 100% red blood cell.
Absolutely sure.
Yes! Even I know that, and I've never had a menstrual cycle.
Jesus Christ, I'm ADD and I know that.
Did you say you're ADD or you're HDAD?
I'm ADHD. ADHD, 6521, 3662, 4632, 831.
Bill Hendry. I'm not